Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
My one desire, God is my everything. God's everything to me. Yeah. Living in the Spirit has set my soul free.
Yeah. She turned old school into new school.
I got so caught up, family. Welcome to the Celestial Show, Celeste Morgan. I had a revelation all over again about my experience today at Agape Revelation. So I definitely wanted to start off the Celestial Show with a prayer. And I was just singing and crying. And I'm talking about now. Sure, I did that too there. Oh, it feels so good to be with you. It really does. And today's my birthday. And it is a miracle, I believe, that I could embrace it the way I am. And I'm finally receiving all the blessings that are meant for me and you, because today's a special day besides it being my birthday. I see my cat wants to join me. Come on, Cleo. Yes, good girl. That was very good, honey. That's Cleo, the cat family, my familiar. He, you know, heard a mommy talking and needed to jump up and meow. And we let all beings speak on this show. So where was I? Yes, yes, yes. My revelation, the revelations, that there are so many times, you know, we're so grown up now. You know, there are people who will say, oh, you know, it's just another day. Talking about your birthday, the day that you were born, the day that you decided to come down on this planet and to be a blessing. So, you know, sometimes we're too cool for school and we miss the blessings and the lessons. And I don't think I've ever really been like it's another day. But for me, my birthday always started with like serious grief. Yes, a serious grief. I really had a hard time celebrating my birthday when my mother decided to mother me from the other side as a spirit mother. And for me to be where I am and to be publicly saying, yay, it's my birthday, it's a big deal. It's a big deal for all of us because 7 is running today. So you get to know a secret about me. It's my birthday, right? 7 is my lesson number. It is. And not only is 7 my lesson number, 7 is also the lesson number for the whole year for everybody because 2014 equals 7. So happy birthday to me and happy birthday to you. That means I get double the lessons. I love my life. Oh, like, you know, you have your personal year card for when you were born, right? And then you have the year card for everybody, whatever the vibration, whatever the numbers add up to in that year, we're all connected vibrationally to that energy and are invited to learn how to best use it. So I'm going to get into that a little bit, but let me just thank the Agape Choir. I had a revelation. Reverend Michael Bernard Beckwith, Ricky Beebe, so many people. I hope I remember to just remember everybody that I met and give them a shout out. So I'll be working on that too. But it was a wonderful time. You can find this song, if you enjoyed it, at agapelive.com. Get you some soul food. Life Coach today always says that singing is like praying twice. So I think they did a great job ushering me into the revelation that I am a beautiful person. I would like to emerge and see. I would like to show up as all of me and be in a place of so much love that it's just pouring off of me. And that can happen. I got rights to it. And if you're a Taurian and you're listening to me right now, or if you're a Libra, our mama is Venus. The planet that governs Taurians and Librans is the planet Venus. She's the planet of love, beauty, and sensuality. So, and we're in the season for the Taurian. So trust me when I say you got right to beauty today. We all do. We're all beautiful. Venus impacts all of us. But Taurians, collect your gifts, be the bride of spring. Don't you think it's interesting that Taurus follows behind Aries with all of her senses, the bull, stubborn about the things that she and he love? Yes, let's not fight that. But also very much so in touch with tactiles and color and just the brilliance of beauty. That's us. We can either reflect it or ignore it. But some way, somehow, your beauty's going to seep out. They're like, wait a minute, hey, you're actually beautiful, aren't you? I know you're telling me you're ugly, but yeah, look at you. You're kind of pretty over there. I'm like, kinda. Sorry. Beautiful. Thank you. Yeah, okay, that's enough of the Taurian talk. All right, welcome to the Celestial Show. If you want to play with me tonight, the number is 347-426-3346. Let me tell you a little bit more about my family and where you can find all of our amazing hosts on Life Conversations Radio Network. Yes, on Monday, and only Mondays, people, only on Monday, is the Ask Life Coach Today radio show aired at 12 o'clock until 2 p.m. Eastern. His theme for this month is Bloom Where You're Planted. And tomorrow, he's going to have a phenomenal conversation about radical global transformation. Yeah, tap into that conversation. And then you won't be so sad when you're looking at the news and what's moving in the world. But that's his show. I'm not going to step into that. And then don't miss Mbasa Safera on the Play Experience. She's asking you, have you passionately loved and appreciated you? Well, have you? Well, if not, make sure you join Mbasa on the Playground of Life every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. She's got some amazing tools and conversations full of spirit for you to remind you of just how simply beautiful you are. Yes, she does. On the last Wednesday of the month is Ancestral Blueprints. Your ancestors want to get in here too. They're ready to be acknowledged because they're showing up in your life. You don't believe me? Check out Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today on Ancestral Blueprints and get your mind blown. And if you missed last month's, go to the archive. It's a phenomenal show about honoring our traditions because, you know, the thing is that our ancestral blueprints, they show up in our everyday life. We just might not know what it is. Some people might say we have a family curse. Some people may say that, I don't know why this is happening. Well, perhaps it's some unsolved, unresolved energy that wants to be acknowledged. You want to find out more about that? Tune into that show. And don't forget me, Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan, where we play with tarot and numerology and anything else that will pop up in my mind on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern to get you some tools to navigate your life and to reclaim your me time through introspective tools. They can be fun, especially when you hang out with me. And you hang out with me long enough, you'll start doing numbers on your own. I've got friends who are already doing it and family members. And they're so cute, too. They're so proud of themselves when they do it. I keep seeing the number 4. Does that mean I'm an emperor? Yes, you are, honey. All right, let's get to it. 347-426-3346 to find out more about the shows on Life Conversations Radio Network. Just go over to lifeconversationsmedia.com. You'll find a listing and a calendar, and you'll always know to tune in to some amazing life conversations on Life Conversations Radio Network. Okay, you ready to get to this conversation right here? Yeah, just a little bit. All right, I know that there are people who are, I see you, Mariana. Let me say hi to people over here. Forgive me. Hello, Mariana. I see you. I'm going to be coming to you shortly. I just want to do a little bit of rundown on a number 7 before I start crying through the show. Hello, baby sister Lori. One of the best birthday gifts I've ever received was finding my sister at the age of 35. And I know people say that it's not polite to tell your age, but I don't care. And I'm so happy that I've made it this far. I am 44 years old today, and I am just thinking about my life. You know how you do that life review? There's so much more that I want to do, but I'm just saying, I'm so glad I made it, and so did you. All right, now I'm going to go over to the chat room, see who's over here. Oh, my gosh, in training? Oh, in training for what? That's very intriguing. Mariana's also in the chat room, and Yvette is a wonderful being here at Life Conversations Radio Network. How could I not give her a shout-out? She's the one screening the calls tonight. So make sure you say hello to Yvette. She's in the background, but her energy is in the foreground. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? Yes, yes, yes. Okay, great. Now, let me tell you, let me give you this description so we know what kind of journey we're going to go on tonight. And then I'm going to give you the number 7, which is really cool. So I invited you to join me for the Celestial Taurian birthday party. It may be my birthday today, but I won't be the only one opening presents tonight. 7 is the energy of the day, and it's the collective number for everybody this year. We are in a 2014 year. The number 7 is full of mystical power, being ruled by Neptune. We are invited to go out into the deep and get ready for a haul. Let's have some fun. You are the honored guests at this spiritual party. Remember that we'll be on air readings. I definitely have my cards beside me, 347-426-3346. That's the plan. That's the show. We're having a Celestial Taurian birthday party. So you ready to dive in for some fun? All right, I'm giving you a little bit about number 7, and then I'm going over to my beautiful, amazing Mariana right after I do that. So just hold up for 1 second, Mariana, because I know you love the number 7. So I want to make sure that you tune into this before we bring you on. Yes, Mariana's favorite number is 7. If you don't believe me, her screen name is Mariana 777.
Are you kidding?
That's a lot of love for 7. Great. So I told you the number 7 is ruled by the planet Neptune. It is the planet of the clairvoyant and the prophet. Stop. Did you hear that? Neptune is the planet of the clairvoyant and the prophet, bringing a heightened understanding of spiritual truth. The 7th chakra is the crown chakra, which is known as the thousand-petaled lotus, the symbol of purity and spirituality. It is our highest energy center, both in terms of physical location and rate of vibration. 7 also shows up in the Mayan oracle deck as mystical power. It is also the sacred number of Yemoja. She is the life-giving portion of the ocean, the mother of the waters. Now, 7 also shows up as the chariot in tarot, and that's where we're going to put our spotlight today. The chariot is astrologically associated to the sign of Cancer, representing mother love, nurturing, protection, and psychic power. And as I was birthed and raised by a Cancerian mother, I want to acknowledge my mama today, Linda Lee Harris, who embodied the following affirmation for the chariot. By harnessing all my forces toward my purpose and controlling my fears, I victoriously meet my challenges. Traditionally, the chariot shows up as a man, but in Mother Peace Tarot, we find a woman in a chariot. She's an Amazon from Northern Africa. She moves around the world confident in her bearing as she exclaims, look, Ma, no hands. Yeah, she's riding this chariot with no hands. She's holding an apple battle axe. The apple is an award from the goddess Nut for a job well done. And the battle axe is, watch yourself. Yes, I did. The chariot card is one of victory. Yes, it is. And this chariot is also being guided by winged goats who look up and down. They remind, as above, so below. Now, this is where my dad comes in, Doug Smith Jr. He's a Capricorn which is represented by the goat. Kind of sweet, because goats are leading a chariot on the card. I have spirit parents now, and I'm learning how to pay attention to their messages. They remind me that regardless of where we all have been, I'm still here. You are still here, and we made it. Now is the only time that truly matters. Like our Shiro, you can connect with a deep sense of purpose, for you know where your heart wants to go, and understand it is leading you in the right direction. So step out on the edge of extraordinary and fully embody your grand adventure. You will have the discipline and determination you need by moving with love and devotion to take on anything you are bold enough to do. From this place of power, you get to take control of the driver's seat. So this would be an excellent time to pat yourself on the back for having the courage to get on your chariot and ride. The chariot is all about you, family. The chariot is your life. All is well. Okay, good. We got the numbers in. We got the chariot. Great. Now let's play. We've got to bring in Mariana right now, welcome her to the show. Mariana is in Illinois, I believe, and we're going to bring her in right now. Hello, my sister. How are you?
I am wonderful. Happy birthday, darling.
Thank you so much. It's a very happy birthday indeed, especially when I get to share it with beautiful people like you. Technology is beautiful.
Absolutely. I gotta tell you, I wasn't able to listen to the Embracing Change and Surrendering to More from the Ada Show, but I caught up with it.
I did listen to it,
and it was outstandingly, amazingly great. It touched me so much. It was wonderful. I mean, everybody needs to listen to that.
Mariana, you are so beautiful. The Embracing Change and Surrendering to More was a day show last Monday. Definitely check that out in the archive. I'm going to ask Yvette if she could be so kind to put that link in the chat room so other people can enjoy the soul food that Mariana enjoyed too. Thank you for that. I know Life Coach Today appreciates that you got the message. I love that show too. Didn't I break down crying on that show? I sure do. I'm not embarrassed. We get spiritually naked up in here. So I'm glad you were able to enjoy it. Now that I have you on the line, is there anything that I could do for you? I said that I was handing out presents. Do you want me to pull cards, or did you just want to wish a happy birthday? It's up to you, honey. I'm happy to serve.
Well, first of all, happy birthday. And yes, I want my cards from you because you're special and you're right on the money every single time I call in.
Wow. What a declaration. And I'm going to say yes, and you are right. Right? Really? Really? Wow. I mean, I don't know what to do with this. I'm playing with the image of the peacock, thanks to a dear friend of mine, because he is reminding me that I do want to be seen. I hide a lot. So I want to be in balance with it, you know. But, yeah, sure. But let me receive that blessing you just gave me. Absolutely. And I'm happy to serve you, my sister. I'm going to the Mother Peace deck right now. And, there we go. Okay. I'm like, are you kidding me? You were right beside me. But when my cat jumps on the bed, I don't know what happens sometimes. She likes to play with the cards. I'm not kidding. I wish I were. These cards have been blessed by Cleo. I can promise you that. All right. I'm shuffling three times, my sister Mariana. So much fun. I can't believe that I used to hide that I rent tarot cards for people. And look at me now. I used to read from my mom, though. I did. I used to read tarot cards and black angel cards from my mom. She was very receptive to that energy, and I'm so glad that she was. But she was the only one that I was really willing, and my friends, that I was really willing. She goes, Sean, pull your cards. My family calls me Sean. And I just think that's so cute that we had that my early days of reading cards, my mom was a big part of that with me. So I'm dropping three cards down for you and asking Cosmic Mother to come to us as well. That's Venus. I got to tell you more about Venus because later. Let's see what we have here. Okay, Mariana, the cards are talking to you. They're all to the left, which means I'm going to need you to really, really pay attention to me because we have some lifting of energy to do. You have, my love, the Nine of Discs. You have the Priestess of Discs, and then you have a Major Arcana card, which is 16 Tower, which is really, really perfect for tonight because when you add 16, 1 plus 6, you get 7. So this reading, Mariana, is not – oh, I'm getting something. Okay, what am I – I am hearing, Mariana, that you have stepped up to be the reading for all of us. This is not just about you. What I am seeing before me is a women issue, taking care of self, and knowing how to dance when that tower starts to crumble. I don't want you to get nervous around the tower card, but let me just tell you the tarot story, okay? I got a Nine of Discs. It features an older priestess woman going out alone in the desert to make sacred art. Now, this sacred art is like a sand painting. You know, there's art that people create for the fun of it, or, you know, it's their job, or they have a calling to do it. But there's also a certain art that's done to heal the soul. And she is using sand painting to recreate for her the life that she wants to see. So I'm getting a vision of a vision board for you, Mariana, and everybody else. And I hope you're taking notes. I should have said that earlier.
I am. Good.
Okay, so this Nine of Discs woman is really saying to you, you're not doing this enough. You are not creating visioning exercises for yourself to help you transcend situations that are appearing in your life that are tough. Now, another reason why the Nine of Discs is so powerful is a very grounding energy. And the number nine is at the end of a cycle. So whatever is moving, we're coming at an end to it. But there's something that you're going to have to bring into the next cycle, and that is all of your artistic gifts. So I don't know if you draw, but if you don't, you can take pictures out of a magazine, post it on a board. Mariana,
I am making my board right now. I mean, yes, you're right on. There you go.
Thank you. You're doing great. So since you are doing that, guess what I'm going to do to this card? Because you know I shift energy. I don't just read these cards. I'll shift them for you too. I'm claiming that power for you right now. I turned your card right side up. Okay?
Okay.
So good work, darling. Now let's go to your Priestess of Discs. Here's another woman out by herself, and I know how much children are important for you and what that means. She has a baby that is being babysat by a parakeet so that she can meditate. And you can see the vision of the eye, the third eye, in her hand, like she's connecting with it. So the baby for you would be whatever might be, you know, I'm hearing whining, crying, diapers you need to change. The baby for you would not, and I don't want to see babies are about annoyance, okay? But babies do require a lot of work. So whatever in your life right now that's requiring you to step outside and pull that cosmic mother energy that you flow in, I want you to make sure that you're balanced to take care of you at the same time, okay? This baby is metaphysical. So whatever you're nurturing, whatever you're taking care of, that is outside of you, hand it over to the spirit forces so that you can get grounded and do the work you need to do. Does that make sense?
Totally.
Okay, excellent. Now, maybe this Tower card is a good news for you, because a Tower card features a woman on top of a tower, lightning just struck. And you know when lightning strikes, that's when quick information that you're not used to or something is happening that is going to just shock your systems and shift your belief systems. And the wall, the crumbling wall, is really the crumbling mind moving from old to the new. For you, this is good news. It's to the left, which means that tower experience isn't happening quite as fast. So I'm not touching this card. We want it slow and easy. And that's what it's saying to you. So the cards that I've turned right side up for you is that Nine of Discs. You have confirmed that you are working on a vision board, which I love. The Priestess of Discs. The Priestess of Discs is a really powerful. All of these are Taurian cards because Discs is Earth, and Taurus is an Earth sign. So this is really about you being grounded in your body and getting connected, so that when Tower experiences happen, it doesn't knock you off your feet. You've done the work you need to do to be grounded and realize that you can release and let go, and it is all good no matter what's showing up. My sister,
yes,
spirits have spoken. You have any questions, darling?
How can I have any questions? You answer every single thing, if you only knew.
Oh,
only
Marietta.
You.
Oh,
you're
thank
just
you
amazing.
So much.
I
love you so
down
much.
And I'll keep on going. I'll be in touch. Happy birthday, and thank you very much. You're great.
It's my pleasure, darling. Thank you so much, Marietta. And that 777 is all about you, darling. And you enjoy the 7 year, okay?
Okay.
All right now. That was Marietta. She's such a beautiful soul. Love her energy. Love her spirit. I need to drink some water. So I'm going to, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back. And my baby sister is going to join us on the Celestial Show. So make sure you stay tuned, and we will be right back after these messages. Yeah, as soon as I grab it.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark. For more information, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. That's radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
Are you about work, 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 and no play? Adults have a tendency to stay busy and neglect their own health and well-being, while successful people take regular breaks, vacations, and timeouts to play, rest, rejuvenate, and tap into their creative selves. Play and Heal is a unique opportunity for you to host a life-changing event in your very own living room, an event that is especially designed by you to facilitate the releasing of stress, balancing the mind, body, and spirit, not only for yourself, but of your friends and family too. Whether you create a soiree, a ladies' night, or couples event, these events are infused with the best of care, informative health information, and tools for stress maintenance that will shift how you see yourself and empower you to begin to work in cooperation with your best life. This event is sure to put a smile on your heart and send your spirit soaring. To book your Play and Heal event today, go to playandheal.org. Or you can email us at info@playandheal.org.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Welcome back to the Celestial Show. Celeste Oregon. You can join this conversation by calling 347-426-3346. And don't forget to press 1 on your keypad so Yvette can come over and say hi to you. And you can join me on the air. I want to tell you something really quick that's moving. I had an epiphany about Venus and Mars. They're doing some very interesting things. Mars has been doing it for a while. Mars is retrograding in Libra right now, all right? Now, on May 2nd, Venus just decided to step into Aries. And this is the visual I want you to think about. Now, Venus governs Libra, Taurus. Mars is definitely the ruler over Aries. There's another one, too, that I can't remember right now at this moment. I have to ask Mark Husson about that at 1-2 Radio. Okay, so check this out, though. I just want to plant this in your mind. So that means the parents of the planets that are supposed to be really connected, this love story, Mars and Venus has this hot love story, astrologically, are learning sacred lessons about the other children. So daddy to Aries is chilling with Libra. So what is Mars learning from Libra right now, which is a daughter of Venus? Did you follow that? And what is Venus going to teach Aries? And what is Aries going to teach Venus? Hot times. Now, Mars stops retrograding in Libra, I believe, on May 19th, right at the tip of the end of the Taurus season. And then Venus is going to stay in Aries for a little bit longer until the 28th, I believe. So tap into this Venus and Aries energy because you really get bold as love. I can tell you it's happening to me. I got that Venus-Aries mix going on right now. I can feel it in my bones, and it's helping me show up in a way that I want to continue happening, even when Venus isn't an Aries. I always have Aries energy around me. Okay, that's enough. I'm going to bring my baby sister on in here, say hey to her real quick. My love bug, my soul twin. We have the exact same birth cards. We were wondering why we love each other so much. So I'm going to welcome my other star strength sister, biological sister. I mean, I got a lot of sisters in the world. I have spiritual sisters, and then I have a spirit biological sister in the name of Lori Hairston. So welcome, Lori, to the Celestial Show.
Happy birthday. I love you.
I love you too, baby sis.
Mm-hmm. I'm so grateful. Okay, so listen to this very moment. Joanne and I are standing here, and I'm holding Taraji in my arms, and Joanne wants you to give her a reading.
Oh, my gosh, I would be so honored. scared. Okay, people, you don't know. This is my family. The only other family member I did a reading for is baby sis. Wow. I'm so excited.
Definitely.
Hello, Joanne. We haven't met.
Hi, John. We haven't.
We haven't met yet, but honey, it's so good to hear your voice and to welcome you to my show. I feel so honored, and please kiss my great niece. She is the mother of my great niece. So welcome.
I sure will. Thank
you. Oh my gosh, I can't wait to hug her. Are you kidding? Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's just Taraji right here. She can hear you too. Taraji can hear everything you're saying.
Hello, beautiful great niece. Oh, it's my first time meeting my niece. Oh, I got to stop. Okay, let me focus my energy. I will be down there real soon to love on you, love on my niece. And sis, you rock. This is a great birthday present. It's my pleasure to do this right now. Oh, my gosh. Okay. And I don't know anything about Joanne, so that rocks, except that she's a beautiful person through my sister,
thank
you know.
You. Yes,
talking
yes.
to me about her, that's what I know.
Yeah.
My sister likes you. That's it for me.
Oh, yeah.
Once your family
to her,
your family for me. It's a she the world. Oh, my goodness, you're so blessed, my love. Oh, my goodness. Okay, let's look at these energies, how they're running. Wow. Joanne, when's your birthday?
8/12/70. 8/12.
Does that make you a Leo?
Yes.
Okay. So you come with fire, and I wonder why I like you. Okay. I like all of you. Come on. I am a bull. I need to be moved. I need fire in my life. And water, Lori, Pisces. Okay, moving on. Let's get to your cards. I've got a really powerful Shaman of Disc. The Shaman of Disc is like the king of groundedness. He's on his way to a sacred journey to heal. This could be you. This could be a man in your life. This could be, and when I say man in your life, not necessarily romantic, but there is someone coming who is going to be edifying you in a spiritual way. And it's going to be good, and it's to the right, and he's on his horse, and he's not playing. He's checking in with an eagle to figure out the best way to go. The eagle is automatically connected to Great Spirit or Heavenly Father or God, as you would like to say. So mm-hmm. I see a really strong energy of a spiritual leader coming to you or you evolving as one. Yes, I said it. This is big. And then I have the Ten of Cups. It's to the left. But it's such a powerful card because this card features double the gratitude. It has a double rainbow, which means good things are coming to you. The only thing that's going to block you is your mind because this is cups. It's water. Water flows. The question is, do you receive the well wishes that are trying to come forth in your life right now? Somebody is trying to bless you. Do you see it?
Yes.
Good. And let me tell you who one of those is all the way to the right. It's my star card. It's my sister's card. It's the star 17, which is the Navajo changing goddess woman who just got hit by the tower, okay? But she mm-hmm. has decided that she is going to take a sacred bath to release all the toxins, to allow unconditional love, acceptance, and hope for the future to come forth. And that woman, my baby sister, your other aunt, is a star person. So this is actually mm-hmm. confirming what you have around you. And what I'm seeing is this combination of the really sacred masculine energy and the Shaman of Disc, this grounded energy, saying you can do it, and I'm not. And not only can you do it, but I'm coming to show you how. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's that promise of the well wishes to the left. You see it, so I'm going to turn that upright, and that star card is all the way to the right. So there is really a lot of focus around healing after a really tumultuous time, which you're doing. And you have somebody around you who actually was born on a day where this card is their life calling. Unconditional love and acceptance. And you got it for yourself. Now, does that make sense to you? Do you have any questions around that?
Oh, that makes perfect sense to me, and I don't have any questions at the moment.
Oh, how beautiful. How beautiful. I'm so, so happy to have my family on the line. And Joanne.
Yes.
Yes. She gone?
Oh, sis, before you leave, can you still hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, I wanted you to hear the gift that I got on Easter from your show. It says, every day is a resurrection. Listen to the wisdom of the story. What's the story behind the story? And let truth be your guide. Let go of the old ways of trying to be right. I can't see the logic. Wait a minute, sis. What are you doing to make a difference in your life, in the lives of others? God is good. Wait a minute, sis.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. God is good. Trust the God in you. You can trust the goddess in you. I love you so much, and thank you.
Mm-hmm. Love you, too.
Thank
I love you.
You,
too. Thank you so much for being there. Okay. Love feels good. Love feels good. All right. I'm muted, y'all. Please hug my auntie Cheryl and my nephew. All right, Joanne, we going to talk, okay?
Okay. Love you, Aishan. Happy birthday, sweet.
Thank you, baby. Oh, all right now. Okay. North Carolina just came in the house. My baby sister and my other niece, you know, we're an eclectic family. Don't ask me why I haven't met Joanne yet, but it's all good. But she's practically married into the family, so I'm really, really happy about that. All right. What's the primary message right now? Be so greedy to receive the love. Be so greedy with the seven energy to understand that, you know what, there are things that are coming to light which are not enjoyable, but there are also things coming to light within you as well, you know, and the journey of living is about claiming that Shiro's journey, the adventure that we all decided to say yes to because we're all here in this moment. And if you're listening to my voice right now, I hope the biggest gift that I would want to give you is an understanding of your amazing beauty. And I also want to be sure to thank New Jace, who's a listener to the show. I have permission to do this. I want to thank her for her beautiful gift of my ticket to the dinner and show at Agape Revelations this year. It was the place for me to be. And I resisted a little bit. I did, you know, because sometimes it's scary when you get seen. But I'm so glad I did it. And I'm so grateful for meeting Carly Jackson. And I met Diego Rivera. I hope I said his last name right. I got to hug Bishop Carlton Pearson. You know, we talked on the phone a million times, but I never met him in person. And he embraced me like I was family. I met Queen Aisha, comedian from D.C. who's living in L.A., and we hung out last night. I met a man named Richard who was attending a wedding. We had a good time connecting on Facebook. The love is overflowing. Say yes even when you're scared. I said yes to New Jace, and I was so blessed. So, family, I want to do something. Life Coach Today, are you busy? I know we have to, you know, release the show, but can you come here for a second?
Clear said, "Oh man, why you gonna drag him in?"
No, I thought Cleo. I thought she did a cat call. She went.
That was funny.
Hey man,
I know,
right? Thank you. Oh,
what she was saying, I think what Cleo was saying is, "Oh, there's my boy." That's what she said.
Yes, she
I got
did.
It now. Okay, she got
That's
excited.
I know. Meow. Life Coach, today I wanted to bring you on because of Mariana's, you know, talking about, you know, how blessed she was. I mean, you went to one show a week, and like I said, you packed in 3 days in one show. Can you tell us what you have in store for us tomorrow a little bit?
Well, tomorrow's show, the topic is radical, what is it, Nick? Radical global transformation. And if there ever was a time for a radical global transformation, this is the time. I'll just give you a hint. There's so much going on in the world, and too many people are looking to others to fix it. We're looking to politicians. We're looking to our mama, our fathers, our sons. You know, we're looking to different people to fix what we see. So tomorrow's show is about recognizing that as we heal ourselves, we heal others, and as we heal others, we heal ourselves. So enough of, I'm still working on myself. Get off of that and work on others, and simultaneously everybody is blessed. That's what I'm talking about, radical global transformation. The time is now. It's not enough to say this is the end of time, this is the end of time. Okay, yes, it's the end of ways of how we used to think. It's time to do something different. We're going to rise up together if we join together, or we're going to die together. That's right. That's it. I'm done.
All right now, Life Coach Today, you better go ahead. He tried to take over my show in the last 5 minutes. I mean, that was a teaser. You want to be here tomorrow. It's going to be off the chain. Life Coach Today, thank you so much for doing that because I didn't tell you I was doing it. But I will tell you this. I didn't tell y'all I met Charles Hope yesterday. Oh, he's fine. He's fine.
I'm out.
Bye, day. Bye, Life Coach. Y'all. All right. Check out I Am by Charles Holt. I heard this man sing it live. He tore it up. You can find him at intuitiverebel.com. I am all these things. I'll see you next week. I love you. Love yourself. Ciao. The question and the answer is not very far. The song of the sages, the knowledge of the ages is living where you reside. You have the key that unlocks the door to enter in that sacred place you haven't gone before. Where deep meets deep, soul to soul. Feel that connection as the truth unfolds. I am.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.